Hey family, here's another podcast from the 98.5 Breakfast Show with Kirsty and Dan.
Oh, that's us, isn't it?
Yeah. Da-da. You're on 98.5, Kirsty and Dan for breakfast. Perth's only family breakfast show and the only family breakfast show that has miggering for breakfast, that's for sure.
Delicious.
And the only family breakfast show that's got a side of hammo. Hello.
Yo. Hey, how you going, guys?
We're splendid, sir. How are you?
Excellent.
That's good. Oh, I'm doing quite well. Doing quite well.
Good. Yes. Just ticking along. And and I'm sure while you've been ticking along, I'm sure you've been thinking about a lot of stuff because you've always got some great things to share.
The brain's always a ticking.
Yeah.
You know, it's really funny. I didn't have anything particular come up for this week, but actually, as I was praying about it, I felt like I should tell a bit of a story about what happened to us 12 years ago. We travelled around Australia 12 years ago, and what we did before that was we, probably going back a couple of years into the Perth boom, remember the property boom? We figured out how we could build a house, buy the land, build a house and sell it and you know, make money on it. And it turned out that we just happened to jack it, that we borrowed the money, we borrowed to buy the land, to build the house. We even borrowed the money to make the interest repayments, which was crazy. Mm. And we did it. And in 1 year, we made $200,000.
Wow.
We sold the house and we paid off our mortgage and we went, wow, this is incredible. And I was surfing eBay one night and decided we're going to buy a big bus and travel around Australia. It turned out to be a camper van and a four-wheel drive, thanks to my more sensible wife. But we decided we're going to take a year off. We're going to drive around Australia. We're going to take the kids. They were 6 and 8. We're going to do this. It's going to be huge fun. And, yeah, because the boom was still happening, we thought, why don't we invest some money while we're gone so that, you know, while we're gone, we're making money and, you know, we got kind of greedy. Anyway, we heard about this guy, this developer who was making really good money. He was making 40% on his investments. And mm-hmm. we thought, well, look, what's the most we'd be prepared to lose if everything were in pear shaped? We said, probably $250,000. I reckon that'd be the worst case scenario. Mm. So we borrowed $250,000 and we put it in his investment. And what happened was, before we took off to go, you know how the property market started to tumble a bit?
Yeah.
And I rang him to go, what's going on? He said, oh, look, it's all fine. Anyway, we got halfway around Australia and we started to realise that what had actually happened was we had lost $250,000.
Wow.
We had gone from being absolutely in the clear to being $250,000 in the red. Yes. That was the biggest mortgage we'd ever had. And I realise by today's standards, it's not a lot, but yeah, for us, it was a significant amount of money. Yeah. So I remember lying in bed at night as we were travelling around, lying in our camper and thinking, what are we going to do? We've just gone from being free and, you know, able to travel around Australia to suddenly being in debt. Mm. And lying in bed at night saying, no one has died. No one is going to die. All's happened is you've lost some money. Mm. And you know what happened? We came back and my business kicked off and within 5 years we'd repaid that debt.
Wow.
And I share that story because I think sometimes we have things happen to us that actually just cripple us. Mm. And that was one of those potential things. And what we had to do was go, you know what, I think God looked after us before then. God looks after us in the middle of our bad decisions, and he looks after us now. Mm. And, you know, what was really interesting was we went to a meeting of other people who were in this property syndicate who'd lost money, and I was in a lawyer's office, and I was waiting for this meeting to start, and there's one other man in the room, and he's this big South African man, and he's quite bombastic, but he's talking about the fact that, you know, he'd gone into a development, and he lost the money, and he said, you know what I think God says, you get too greedy. You get too greedy. And, you know, I had this tingle down my spine as I listened, and I felt like he was saying to me, you got too greedy, you got too greedy. And, you know, that's a bit of a rambling story. Maybe for someone who's out there, it's a story that says, if life really turns to custard, don't panic. God's still with you. Mm-hmm. Maybe for others, it's, if you're like me, you're prone to greed. That was a really tough lesson to learn. That was a $250,000 lesson in not being greedy. In the scheme of things, you know what? You know, our life is really good. Mm. We're not sitting here going, wow, we could be so much better off. we learn a lot through that whole experience. But maybe you need to hear God's with you in the mess. Maybe you need to hear, don't be so flipping greedy, because it'll bite you on the butt.
Oh, it'll get you.
No, great lesson.
That's my rambling story, but I really felt like I wanted to share that today.
No.
For someone out there who may be going through just a personal disaster, but they're thinking it's all turned to custard.
It's going
to
be okay.
It happens sometimes.
It's going to be okay.
Going to be okay.
Thanks, Hamo, so much for sharing and you know, for being honest. And yeah, I'm sure there's someone that has gotten something out of that this morning. You take it easy.
I hope so. No worries. Good to chat, guys.
Andrew Hamilton.
Well, there you have it, family. Another Breakfast Show podcast. If you loved it, you can always check out the 98.5 website, 98five.com.
Or you can even just tune in live.